Am I the asshole for turning a wedding dress into a cosplay rather than letting my cousin have it for her wedding? Oh no!
Let me guess. Let me guess. Emily from Corpse Bride. Let me
Maybe,
guess. Because that was
Maybe.
Literally the costume of this year. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast.
Woo!
Tis the season, everybody. It's December. It's cold outside. So we had to bring a little bit of the December flavor into our studio today. But joining me in the back of the canoe, wait, would our canoe lake be frozen over?
Ooh.
So we'd be like bobsledding in it.
We.
I don't trust you with a bobsled. I'm sorry. But joining me is Cosmo from the Cosmo Network.
Hey.
I feel like you would go so fast and steer us into a ditch.
No, no, I don't want to crash. No. I think I'd take us really slow.
Really?
Yeah.
You strike me as a need for speed kind of guy.
No, I've been in those situations, and mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I'm good. I got my fill. I was in the airplane once, like a jet fighter in San Diego, and somebody was trying to tell me exactly how fast these electric cars go now.
Yeah.
And then they demonstrated on me on the straightaway. And I'm like, damn, I'm done. Okay, cool.
I'm out.
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. So, yeah.
Great. Then you know what? You can steer the canoe today as we Woo-hoo! Bobsled over this frosty lake. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited for December. I'm so happy it's here. But I'm also excited because I'm actually going to be fangirling a little bit today because I have joining me Sugar Veil.
It's good to be in the canoe.
Yeah. Even though we're bobsledding, you're not afraid of a bobsledding canoe with oars?
Bobsledding is fine. I'm terrified of skiing. So we're bobsledding. It's a team effort. We got this.
I'm scared of skiing too. Nice. Wait, why are you scared of skiing?
Just injury. I feel like there's so many things. I just imagine running into a tree.
See, okay.
What a nightmare.
Everybody I know that's gone skiing
oh
has
God.
Broken a limb. So I know exactly
yes.
what you're talking
yes.
about.
Yes. Oh my God. And
that's hilarious.
You know, I get all the time, oh, why haven't you gone skiing? Why aren't you going skiing? And I was like, yeah, I really don't want to break something.
Yeah.
I'm all good. Thank you so much.
I'm the same. Yep, I'm 100% the same. I refuse to do it because I know too many people that are way more coordinated than me and have broken limbs. So I'm like, you know.
Real.
I'm going to stick to like sledding and ice skating. I do that.
I snowboard.
Ooh.
I
you
snowboard and I haven't broken anything. I've broken more bones in skateboarding than I have anything else. But yeah, snowboarding though.
But is that because there's more time in the year to go skateboarding than snowboarding?
Yeah,
well, depending on where you live.
Going from street to vert, which is like doing the pipes and the like half pipes and whatnot. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, that was my fault for trying to drop into a half pipe for the first time. And
whoa,
okay.
Scary.
Oh no!
But then I got back on my feet, tried it again, and I actually successfully landed it. But then I was like, I'm gonna do new tricks now. I'm gonna spin around, and nope. So I'm like.
Oh.
I was in my 30s, early 30s.
Oh.
It wasn't too long ago.
Do you see why I maybe don't want you leading the bobsled going super fast now?
Wait a minute.
Bringing it back.
I am wiser now, so therefore okay. I am not going to be leaping into things that I know that I might hurt myself.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
You know what? You could steer. I trust you more than me. But I am so excited that you're here today, aside from skiing and snowboarding incidences. But I've actually been a huge fan of your content for like longer than I'd like to admit. So
Aww.
It was so cool when you asked me, like, so like, can I come on your show? I was like, yeah. Like, when are you available?
Oh,
I will move
cute.
Everything. So thank you so much for asking and for being here.
I'm so happy to be here. I love making cosplay content, and I'm glad to hear that you're enjoying it.
Yeah.
So, yay.
Well, you're so creative, and, like, I really love your tutorials. Like, I think you have such a good grasp on, like, how to film a tutorial, one, but then also make it entertaining and teaching things that, like, you wouldn't think people would ask, but I totally would. Like, you were talking about, like, your magnetized wigs in one of them. I never thought about that until you brought it up, and I'm like, I want to make that. That's so cool. Like, Yeah. You're so innovative.
And something about cosplay is that there are a million skills to learn, like a million. And so there's always something new to learn with every build. Even me as a creator, there are things I've done 1,000 times, but then every build has something new and challenging to incorporate. And so the learning just never stops. And, when I first started making tutorials, I didn't expect them to do very well. I like started out thinking, nobody wants to see this. They want to see the final product. They don't care about how I get there. And I was so wrong. I was so wrong. Yeah. For years, I was like a creator, on a much smaller basis, for maybe like 4 or 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But I was only ever showing the final product. People just assumed I bought everything.
Oh.
And when I started making the tutorials, it was so much bigger than, just sharing information. It was also like, here's how I like the fact that, yes, I make things and here's how it happens. And I did, I really love the aspect of making tutorials that I just get to share so much knowledge with people.
Yeah.
Because again, so cool. So many different skills are involved with cosplay. It's very challenging and hard. Yep. And I love being able to shed some light on whatever the newest technique is.
Yeah.
It's very fun.
And like even looking at your outfit today, if you would have just showed this, I would have had no idea that you made it. Like, this is incredible. Sure.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You are
that.
So welcome. You're so talented. Oh.
Wow. I could say the same to you, Dare. You're wonderful. I'm just so happy to be here.
I just make cringe content. And I love it. I really love just like making people laugh. And I've tried to dabble in making tutorials for different things. And like we even did a Duluth Canoe episode where it's not necessarily a tutorial, but I kind of explain social media to people and like how I got started and how they can too.
Yeah.
And it's so hard. It's so hard to like keep the traction of like, oh, I want to talk about this topic and teach people how to do it. But then you have to like write out all the bullet points and then plan out. Like if it's not in podcast format, you have to plan the shots. You have to plan your day according to it.
Yeah.
I think I saw that you did the microwave challenge and you did all of your clown outfits, your clown cosplays. And didn't you say it took like 12 hours?
Yeah. I filmed, yes, the microwave challenge in a lot of Miku costumes. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it took 12 hours to get the makeup done, switch in between costumes. Oh my God. Wow. You would never think it takes that long. Like truly.
Yeah.
But the timestamps on my story proved it.
Yeah.
I got messages from people saying, I would have never thought it took this long, but your story showing from where the day started to where it ended literally was 12 hours.
Yeah.
So, oh my gosh. It is a journey.
Yeah, truly. And like, I don't think people really appreciate the effort that goes into like transition cosplay videos or just like cosplay building in general. I think it's so easy to watch someone do something online. They're like, oh, that's so easy. Like I could make something like that. And then the minute you have to follow it, like I've done that so many times where I'm like, that looks like an easy thing I could make. I'm going to sit down today, collect all the things and then do it. And it takes me all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that, the video, like the quickness of shorts kind of like makes you a little delusional, because you think it's going to take you, oh, maybe an hour, maybe two. Nope, all day.
And it's interesting you say that because one of my top performing videos in the last few months is a Fizzarelli costume. Mm-hmm. And I did it in 4 days. That was the video that got traction. Wow. How I made this costume in 4 days. But I was very excited and hyper-focused. And it was 15 hours a day for 4 days. It was a full 60-hour build that is getting condensed into a 65-second video.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm glad that I was able to explain that later also because it's so easy and almost discouraging for like newer cosplayers to see this content that happens in 60 seconds and is actually like a 60-hour build.
Yeah.
Pushed into a 60-second clip makes people tend to feel like they need to get things done so quickly, but that's not the reality. So I do like to talk about that as well to remind people, no, these builds take a long time. You're watching like time lapses that are sped up 100 times over.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
The worst part is the curing, like the waiting for the paint or the the Bondo or anything like that, just for it to set and dry. Mm-hmm. If you're using E6000, you're just, it's like a whole day gone. You know? So, yeah.
And you count that. That's part of the time that goes into the cosplay or the build, is like allowing something to just sit there and wait. And you're like, I just want to keep going. My biggest thing is like, I hate getting my nails super dirty. This is such like a prissy thing of me. But, like,
no, you're so right.
Anytime I'm building, like I really try to wait and let my nails get just like trash, and then be like, okay, now I'm going to do all my building and all my stuff. But unfortunately, I just got my nails done yesterday because I had to be on set. So now I'm like, no, I can't craft. I got to get the use out of these nails.
No. It's so funny you say that. I just recently ripped off an entire set.
Let's go. Take them off. You don't
need
them.
Because I had to finish a build. So no, you are correct. That is a struggle.
Damn. It's such a struggle. And then people judge you by your nails.
Yes.
That's how people can
tell. I thought about that coming here today.
Really? Oh, no. Hides hands.
I was like, she's going to judge me. My nails are literally like destroyed because I just had to get rid of a set. Oh, no.
You should have seen mine yesterday. If I didn't have to be on set last night, I would have like red on the edges of them grown out from like 4 months ago. But that's how people can clock my content, is like they'll look at my nail color and they'll be like, she shot that last year because her nails are this color, like this set. I'm like,
my God.
Wait, wow.
What?
Wow.
The attention to detail.
Right?
What can I say? I got some fans out there. But I know usually when I have a guest on, we talk about like what makes them Delulu, which we've defined many and multiple times. But if you're new here, it's basically a short form word for delusional, but we like to make it a little positive on this show. So like, what runs rent free in your brain? What thing has kind of got you like hyper fixated? And you wanted to do some Reddit stories.
Yeah. So I did some scouring through Reddit and I found some cosplay related Reddit stories.
Okay.
I thought would be fun.
Yeah. So then when you told me that, I this morning, like the prepared woman I am, found a couple. This is why I don't have a corporate job. They would hate me. Could you imagine? This morning I did some research and I found, they'd be like, Dare, get your ish together. I'm so curious, like, if you went more positive or if you went more like, yeah, I can't wait to see which ones you grab.
Okay. Well, and I wanted to be a little surprised. Mm. So I've only read the titles.
Ooh.
And like for some of them, the TLDR.
Okay.
And for those who don't know, TLDR just means too long, don't read. So I only really know the summary of these stories because I want to be a little surprised too.
Okay.
So we'll both be a little surprised.
Yeah. Nice. I also didn't know that that's what TLDR stood for.
Oh, now you know.
I should know that. I've seen it, but then I'm just like, meh. I'm dyslexic. It's a bunch of letters. I don't.
TDRL? Wait, no.
I know AFK, away from keyboard.
Okay.
What else do I know? Brother-in-law. B.
What?
You know AFK?
No. I've been playing a game and like on the chat, be like BRB. I'm like, are you talking about barbecue? What are you talking about?
He's
like,
barbecue? No,
be right back. Dude's like, dude, type less. I'm like, sorry.
Abbreviate. God.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, we'll let you start with one. Yeah.
Let's get into it. All right. This is coming from a classic, Am I the Asshole?
Okay, great.
Am I the asshole for turning a wedding dress into a cosplay rather than letting my cousin have it for her wedding?
Oh, no. Let me guess. Emily from Corpse Bride. Let me
Maybe.
Guess.
Maybe.
Because that was literally the costume of this year. But anyways.
It's getting a second movie. As that Hugo Weaving's daughter.
What?
It was the one where she's married into the she got married into the family and then found out the family does this thing for sport where they hunt the new person coming in. And she ends up wearing a wedding dress and she has like a bandolier of like shotgun shells and a shotgun and she ends up killing everybody.
I've gotta see that.
Yeah.
Chompy, if you can like put the poster where am I? Right here.
Yeah.
It's
that poster.
That poster right there.
Okay.
All right. Mm. Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Ooh, should we, based off the title, pick a side and then hear the rest of the story?
Title doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. Title alone is not sounding great.
Ooh. Honestly,
I don't know.
I'm just gonna go to bat for the cosplayer and be like, you know what? Your cousin can get her own wedding dress. You're not the asshole.
Unless it was mom.
She's gonna be a rebel.
Unless it was like mom.
Oh, no.
That
your
was
mom's.
Passed down. And it's like, yeah, make sure this, you know, it's
this
an heirloom.
Could go so bad.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
All right, I'm ready. Let's hear it.
Okay. I, 27 female, am an avid cosplayer. My girlfriend, 28 female, and I go to all the conventions we can and have a lot of fun making our costumes together and prepping for the year. 3 months ago, I, my girlfriend, and my cousin, 30 female, went around charity shops looking for pieces we could turn into cosplays. My cousin isn't a cosplayer, but she tagged along as she likes a good bargain hunt. In the third shop we went to, we found in the window an old school wedding dress. Mm-hmm. It had a few stains and minor rips, but all in all was in good condition. My girlfriend and I joked with my cousin that she should buy it for her wedding, but she turned her nose up at it, stating that she wanted a brand new dress and she wouldn't be caught dead in an old fashioned dress. We let it go, and my girlfriend was the one to point out to me that if we did some alterations, it'd be a perfect dupe for Sarah's ball gown in Jim Henson's Labyrinth, which is our favorite movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Slay. Not the cosplay I thought.
Right.
I love that though.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a beautiful gown.
Yeah.
I've seen it done a lot at LOJ.
Oh, yeah.
I do a masquerade ball in LA next year. You're going.
Okay. Definitely
you too. You
know.
Yeah.
Every time it sneaks up on me.
I know. But it's a really beautiful masquerade ball. It's at the Biltmore Hotel downtown, and everyone dressed up. You find everybody, even like a bunch of like Jareds and a bunch of Sarahs. But yeah.
So apparently we're going next year. But
gotta go.
Anyways, yes.
Let's see. So I realized that she was right, and I asked her if she wanted to make this our next major matching costume. Mm-hmm. Very cute. Yeah. She agreed for the convention season of 2025 that we will be Jareth and Sarah. Mm. I bought the dress, and my cousin made a few jokes about it, but we heard nothing back from her. That is, not until 2 days ago. I've been posting progress of my dress on social media, and it's finally done and looks amazing. Mm-hmm. My cousin told me that she hasn't found a dress that she likes yet, and she wonders that with this dress that she changed her mind and she would be happy to meet me at the price that I paid for it and even throw in an extra 100 euros for my time fixing it up. I laughed, and I asked if she was joking. Mm-hmm. She told me that she was deadly serious, and I told her it wasn't happening. This led to a fight, and I was getting annoyed. My girlfriend took the phone at this point and told her that she had her chance to get the dress and that it's a cosplay now and not a wedding dress. Mm-hmm. We've since been bombarded by my family trying to get in contact, some pleading, some trying to cajole, and others just straight up berating us for not letting my cousin buy the dress, or better yet, being a good cousin and gifting it to her. That I shouldn't turn a charity shop wedding dress into a costume, as it stopped brides who really needed it from having it. I'm getting stressed and upset with this, and my girlfriend is currently finding any calls we get and telling them off for upsetting me. She's a wonder, and I'm so grateful for her to have her with me on this. But am I the asshole? I'm starting to worry because of the widespread reaction. This is the first time I've bought a wedding dress to convert like this, but it was already damaged, and I've brought it back to life. Surely that's better than it being ignored like it was. Am I the asshole?
Absolutely not!
No, girl!
The entitlement, the getting the family involved... Yeah. First of all, if she had such a visceral reaction from just viewing it in the window, why is she now wanting it? Because you put in the time, you put in the effort, you fix it up, and now she's realizing that she made a mistake. So instead of just being like honest about it or like trying to find a new dress, now she's trying to rope in the family to guilt trip you.
Yep.
Honest, don't cave, don't give in. Like stand your ground, because like you shouldn't have to give away something that you put time and effort into.
Real. And as we all know, cosplay is a labor of love. Mm-hmm. It takes a significant amount of time. She had her chance to get this dress. She turned her nose up at it. She made fun of you for buying it.
Mm-hmm.
And only now that you've put in a significant amount of love and labor into it, does she want it? No, that is so rude.
Nope.
So rude.
You know what she should do, though?
What's that?
Let's get married in it later.
Yes! He says your own wedding dress later!
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Have a labyrinth wedding.
Oh, I just can't stand people that, like, they don't see the potential in something when you first look at it. And don't get me wrong, sometimes I'm that person. Sometimes I'm very much so like, I don't know. Like, I really do try to, like, instead of buying something new, try to buy something that's been, like, borrowed, used, and then, like, flip it to make it work for myself.
Yeah.
But it's hard to see the potential sometimes. Like, I totally relate with the cousin in that moment where it's like, I want something new. But you can't flip-flop like that and then pull the family card. Yeah. Like,
oh,
no.
Yeah. Uh-uh. Very manipulative. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, top comment. Not the asshole.
Thank God.
She thought the dress was ugly and didn't want a thrifted dress for her wedding. She didn't see the dress's potential.
Yep, yep.
After all your hard work and additional time and money, she realizes that she made a mistake and now she wants a cheaper option for her wedding. Tough. She missed her chance with this dress. At most, I'd offer to go thrifting and find a second dress that she can use, assuming that there's still time.
That's a great suggestion. Like, yeah. Another, like, way to repair so that way the family's not, like, coming after her anymore. Because it's so easy for me to be like, fuck the family, you know? Like, not the cuss.
Right, when you're not involved. Yeah. Right,
like,
right.
When you're not involved and, like, I'm not super close with my family. Like, they all live very far away. We're not as, like, in each other's lives as much. So it's so easy for me to sit here and be like, cut them off. You don't need them in your life. Divorce, you know? Like,
right, right.
But for people that, like, do care about family and, like, are close with their family, it's a different story. So I really like that top comment because there is a solution where you could still repair the bonds with your cousin and maybe help her see the potential in recycling, or I guess technically is that upcycling? Because you're taking
I would say so.
Yeah.
Upcycling.
Recycle, upcycle.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Yeah. I think, I don't think giving in and giving her the dress would ever be the right choice, but to make peace with your family, offering a second solution to help her help her find a second dress or even help her upcycle a second dress, that would be above and beyond. I think even that is, like, unnecessary. But if for someone who really wants to hold out an olive branch, per se, that would be the perfect way to do it.
Make her pay. Make sure
but
she
don't give up your
you.
Dress.
Yeah, don't give.
Don't give up your dress, girl.
Yes. keep it. Oh, my gosh. I can't. The toxicity. I can't. This is why I don't talk to any of my cousins. Just kidding.
No.
They're all watching. Just kidding. They're like, dare? WTF.
What do you mean? I'm watching this podcast right now.
Oh my gosh, that was such a good one. I feel like mine are all very, like, I've got like a, they're not am I the a-hole, but I have
that's
like
okay.
a short hot take that somebody posted.
Oh?
This one didn't have any comments, so it's like very, very fresh.
Let's go.
From Cass Splat. I don't know. Good luck with that. So they write on, it's like cosplay hot takes is this one. If you're cosplaying a character, you need to actually portray them, meaning that the cosplay should be as accurate as possible. Your body language should match theirs. And for the love of God, stop showing more skin than the character just to get more likes. And while we're at it, maybe show the non-sexy cosplayer some love. I keep seeing these incredible cosplays that you could tell someone really spent time on that get maybe 50 to 80 likes, which that's kind of a lot, not gonna lie. And then right after it is the cheapest, most inaccurate cosplay I've seen where someone is either showing loads of skin or sitting in a sexy pose that are getting thousands of likes. It's infuriating.
Damn.
I love this community so much.
Toxic.
Oh, I don't like that. Yeah. I need, oh my God.
Just take a minute.
I like need a second.
I need to hug my Pikachu for a second.
Wait a minute.
Oh my God, wait. I brought a clown doll. I completely forgot. I wanted to bring one of my buddies. Now's the time to whip him out. I need an emotional support clown
right
now.
Yes.
Okay. I brought my emotional support to hug right now. Whoa. Okay, where do we start? Whoa. Okay.
Banned.
Okay, I'm going to start with the first part. There's so much to unpack here. The first part, you must embody the character in costume accuracy, body accuracy. That is such a slippery route to go down. And also saying that cosplayers must act the way of the character.
Yeah.
May I remind the community, costume play is a for fun activity. And we wear costumes. Not everybody's an actor. Mm-hmm. Not everybody wants to role play, even if you are an actor. Not everybody wants to go to events and publicly role play. And many event attendees are not interested in role playing with you either. That's not what the event is for. If you are looking to be in costume and role play, go to a role play event. They exist. Yeah. They're out there.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I do. I will say, when I dress as Froppy from My Hero Academia, I do talk like her and I do act as if I am her. But if somebody's going to ask me like, oh, you're Dare Taylor, can I get a photo with you? I'm not like, oh, gee, Ribbit, I don't know who Dare Taylor is, Ribbit. Like, I used to work for Walt Disney World. It's exhausting to pretend not to know what normal technology is. So, of course, I'm going to be like, of course, Ribbit. Like, you know, I'll just still be in the character and still have fun with it. But it's never against the person's consent. It's there just like a little fun thing. And if they do want to talk to me, I'll be like, yeah, dude, I need a mimosa. You know, like I'll have a moment of like just being a human with them. But I also agree that like when you're choosing to dress up as the character, you're not saying that I want to be them all day. You're not saying I must pose and act like them all day. Like to have that mentality with cosplay, you're kind of ruining the fun of cosplay if you're gonna have that standard on other people.
Yes. And I would like to clarify that if you want to role play, if that's something you enjoy doing, that is fully acceptable within this community, but it is weird to have an expectation for everyone to do it.
I think it's the problem strange. I think the problem is like these some people like to go to cons and see like their heroes. Right. Well, then if they're dressed up in the cosplay, they're like, oh, well, if you're it makes their day. They're 100% like jumping out of the page. Right. And so I can see people like that. It's like, oh, like you see a Deadpool. I cover this on my show. It's like when you see a Deadpool, do they just like I'm here as Deadpool? No, they're acting stupid. They're acting crazy and insane, just like Deadpool does. But there are also some other cosplayers that they're not in full character, but they're for the photo shoots and photos and whatnot. If you want to do that on TikTok. You know, be the character and portray whatnot. But you're right. You're absolutely 100%. It's like, this is just, it's Halloween season. It's Halloween con. Dress up, have fun, take some pictures, and that's it. Show off your work and bada bing.
Now to get to the scandalous part about, like, don't make a cosplay sexy or, like, more revealing. What does it matter what they put on their body and decide that they want to dress like? How does that affect and ruin your day?
Yeah.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
Nope.
And if you're going to sit there and compare posts and go, well, that girl got less likes than this girl. It's like, dude, you've clearly never scrolled on Instagram. Because there's a lot of times where I will spend time making something and it won't get a lot of likes. But I have a million followers on Instagram, not to toot my own horn. But, like, sometimes people just don't resonate with what I wanted to build. But I don't get mad at them for not liking my post.
Yeah.
And then you scroll one person down and there's a girl who bought an Amazon outfit. And she's got, like, four times the amount of likes. Do I complain about it? No, I could care less. Go her. I'm glad she liked the outfit and wants to join the community. That's all that should matter to people who actually care about the community.
Agreed.
Is growing in a healthy way and not a toxic way.
Agreed completely. It's giving jealousy. It's giving my posts don't do well. But oh man. I've been on both sides of the coin. So I used to primarily do more revealing costumes. And just this last 2 years, I've completely shifted and literally restarted all socials and have focused on the builds. And part of that comes with my audience is completely different now.
Right.
When I had primarily revealing cosplays, the revealing cosplays did the best because that was what the audience expected and was there for. And now that I don't do that almost at all anymore, my audience loves the builds. Because that's what they came to my page to watch. So part of it has to do with the audience on a certain page who's watching the content, as well as entertainment value. There's nothing wrong with getting a pre-made costume to make fun videos with, to make funny sketch comedy with. There are so many different avenues that people can have fun with cosplay and show talent with cosplay that don't involve always crafting. And Dare, I know you do a lot of sketches and silly content. So there's that aspect. And then there are people who make very, what's the word? Cinematic videos that almost mimic the media that they are portraying. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those people also use pre-made costumes that are quote unquote off Amazon, whatever you want to say.
Sure.
But the entertainment value of content doesn't always have to be about a build and can be about a performance, about how funny a joke is. That content still has value. And to put other people down for having different types of value than you do is giving jealousy.
Yeah. Sorry, dude.
Salty.
I imagine you're a dude. I shouldn't assume your gender. Sorry,
dudette, dude,
person. My bad.
I'll assume it. It's a dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, cowpoke.
It's the toxicity for me. Yeah, I would love to know if this person actually cosplays. I would love to know what, where they're coming from or perspective-wise. But unfortunately, that's all we got, and there was no comments. So I think people just chose to ignore it. They were like, swipe away.
Get out of there.
They're like, hated it. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, I've got a fun one for you, Dare.
Oh, no.
Because you used to be a Disney princess.
Yeah.
And, or you were friends with princesses.
Yeah, I've never outwardly said it like that, but yeah, you're not wrong.
So this one isn't particularly about someone who performs for Disney, but okay, the title is "Today I Fucked Up by Ruining a Dozen Children's Birthday Party in Under a Minute."
Oh.
And it has to do with a Disney princess.
Oh, should we guess which one we think it'll be?
Oh, go for it.
I want to guess Ariel because I feel like that's the one that gets messed up the most at birthday parties.
I'm going to say, what do you call it? Frozen.
You think Elsa with the ice powers?
Yeah, yeah.
Good guess.
Yeah.
I was thinking that
It's a hit. It's a popular one.
Okay, let's get into it. Let's see. So this happened in spring of 2015. My girlfriend at the time, a hardcore Disney fanatic who we'll call Becky, had commissioned a custom Elsa cosplay.
Whoa, you clocked it.
Cosmo was right.
Hit it.
Elsa cosplay from the movie Frozen. A friend of hers, Ryan, who Becky had lost contact with for several years, had come back into her life about that time. While we were hanging out, Ryan mentioned his youngest daughter was having her fifth birthday party the next day. Like any child alive under the age of 14 at the time, her favorite movie was Frozen.
Frozen, Elsa, Olaf, Ice Magic.
I mentioned Becky's Elsa cosplay to Ryan, and she suggested that she show up to the birthday party in character to surprise his daughter. Mm-hmm. And both of them loved this idea. The birthday party wasn't being held at Ryan's home. It was being held at a community center in the suburb that they lived in. It was a large, spacious, two-story building. It had a central atrium where the main stair were, and all but two of the rooms had large windows looking into the heart of the building. As Becky and I arrived at the community on the April day, the early morning sunshine gave way to gray clouds and gentle, slow flurries. I think that was supposed to say snow flurries started to fall.
Ooh,
perfect.
Magic.
I know. Well, this is not uncommon in Minnesota in early April, but.
What? That's where I'm from.
Really?
That's so weird. Okay.
Minnesota, baby. Let's go. But the timing made me smile.
Aww.
And then it happened. As we entered the community center, the rooms all around us were filled with families and children having birthday parties and other events. All the rooms but one were occupied that day. As the living personification of Elsa strolled through the doorway into the central atrium, the parties stopped. Grade school-age children fixed their gaze on the shimmering blue dress and translucent cape, the long blonde wig, the pale white skin,
aww,
like lionesses stalking gazelles. Oh, that's intense.
Ooh, it's very true. I've seen that look on many, many children when Elsa enters the room.
Princess. The talking and yelling got quiet as the collective drew in their gasps. And then screaming began. Mom, it's Elsa. Dad, can I go meet Elsa? Can we please have Elsa at our party? Please, please, please. For a moment, I felt like one of the coolest kids in school.
Yes!
After all, I was escorting Elsa to her engagement. Mm. I was lucky enough to be dating this bad A cosplayer.
Yes!
She was authentic enough for the kids to believe that it was the actual character. And then I saw the expressions on the adults' faces. Several adults were next to their children, pointing and enjoying their children's moment of wonder as a Disney princess walked by them in real life. But when I locked eyes with what the parents of the child whose birthday was being celebrated, the expression was undeniable. Scorn. Sheer scorn. Because from the moment my girlfriend walked into that building, no matter how awesome everyone else's birthday party was, their child's birthday party did not have Elsa in it.
Oh, what? Okay.
And now they were going to have to deal with that fact.
Oh.
Okay. Jeez.
The room Ryan's daughter was celebrating her birthday in was possibly a large storage closet at one point in time.
Oh, no. That's but. So small.
The 10 children and small group of parents fit inside of it nicely. Mm. There was also the added benefit that it had no windows facing into or out of the building, so the children didn't see Becky stroll up to the door before she made her grand entrance.
Oh, that's perfect.
Once Becky was in the room, the magic of a little girl's imagination was overpowering. Before Becky even sat down next to the five-year-old, she was crying happy tears and looked like she might pass out from excitement.
Oh, I love it!
The other children at the party were equally as spellbound, save for one seven-year-old boy who was not going to be fooled and insisted Becky was not the real Elsa.
There's always one. There's always one.
With the patience of a saint, Becky sat with the birthday girl, enjoying cake, watching her open presents, answering endless questions about Arendelle, reindeer, trolls, Princess Anna, all while the seven-year-old denied her authenticity. Every time the boy tried to catch Becky up in a logic trap, Becky was quick enough to answer with a completely plausible reason as to why she did not have a reindeer with her and why she wouldn't perform magic in Minnesota. The governor had asked her not to, after all.
There you go. Nice, there you go. Nice.
After 45 minutes of being overloaded on cuteness, cake, and small children screaming, I stepped outside the room to catch a child-free breath of air for a few minutes. Hmm. I noticed through the secondary story windows that the snowfall had gotten much thicker and heavier.
Oh.
Quarter-sized snowflakes were floating slowly, cinematically through the air and covering everything in sight. It was incredibly beautiful, so much so that I didn't notice the five adults staring at me from 10 feet away. One of them cautiously approached me and said, "You came with that girl in the princess costume, right?" I told them I had,
a queen, first of all.
She is a queen.
She's a queen.
Respect, please.
Anyways.
I told them I had, at which point he asked me if Becky would stop by his granddaughter's birthday party. And with that, the floodgates opened as all the other people began asking for Becky to stop into their parties, too. Real quickly, just for a few minutes, just for a quick photo, if I pay you to do it, $50, I'll pay you $100, but she has to sing the song. It would mean so much to them. Please, she won't stop crying. It's her fault.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa.
And then I quickly realized I was in hostile territory.
Yup.
I calmly told them that I would ask if it was possible, knowing it wasn't. Oh, excuse me. I calmly told them that I would ask if it was possible for her to stop by, knowing that it wasn't an option, and slipped back into the room. Mm-hmm. Becky was just finishing up her rendition of Let It Go, and all the children but one, of course, were singing along with her.
Aww.
Becky sat down with the birthday girl as a seven-year-old doubter continued his attacks on her identity. But the birthday girl, bless her, turned to this seven-year-old cynic and said, "She's answered all your questions right. She's Elsa. Now leave her alone."
Yes! Get him!
Slay girl. Nice. I never wanted to high-five a kid so hard in my life.
Same.
As the birthday party was winding down around them, I whispered to Becky that some of the other parents were jealous and wanted her presence at their party. And she flatly turned that notion down.
Yes.
When I mentioned the snowfall getting heavy, Becky's eyes lit up a bit. Becky turned to the birthday girl and said, "Guess what? I'm not supposed to do this, but it's your birthday, so if you keep a secret for me, maybe I can get away with some magic."
Aww.
The birthday girl carefully nodded her head, unblinking, as if she was afraid she might miss whatever would come next. Becky closed her eyes and went into an expression of serene concentration for about 30 seconds. When she opened her eyes and stood up and led the birthday girl outside of the room to the second floor windows, where there had been a cold but sunny Minnesota spring day an hour before, there was now a wintry twilight blanketed in thick snow still coming down. All the children followed into the hallway and stared in absolute wonder. Hmm. At this point, even the 7-year-old doubter had his jaw near the floor.
I love it.
Becky got the biggest hug from the birthday girl as she said goodbye, and the children were herded back into the celebration room to collect their toys, candy, and presents. I caught a few adults from the other parties waiting on the second floor, expectantly looking towards us. I slowly shook my head no in their direction, at which point I received a few death glares.
Whatever. I can deal with it.
We decided to exit out the opposite side of the building than we had entered for safety reasons, as we were 30 feet from the door. A group of a dozen children and their parents made their way into the community center. As one of the mothers was commenting, "I didn't think it was supposedly going to snow today."
Okay.
And Becky and I walked past the group quickly. The audible gasps from the children were hysterical. Mm. One child even pointed and yelled, "That's why it's snowing! Elsa did it!"
Oh, I love it.
The look of cognitive dissonance on the parents' face was priceless, but I knew another parent would have to explain why they hadn't gotten Elsa to the child's birthday party. That was a long one. Ooh. I'm finally done.
It's all good. Ooh. All good storytelling, though. The OP of this, like, dang. Ooh, what a writer.
I know. The descriptions of Elsa alone, the, like, majestic hair, I forget what she said. Wow, what a writer.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Like, I was starting to, like, well up a little bit. I was like, like, this is just, it's, like, such good. Wow. Okay, let me put myself together. I want to say, like, this is what it's about, is when you can allow kids to just, like, suspend into this, like, fairy tale land and, like, believe and to, like, be creative and to enjoy these stories. And when cosplayers or party princesses, whatever you want to call them, when they do it right like this, in my opinion, that's what I love hearing. I love hearing that they love it as much as the kids do and really go above and beyond to make it seem even more magical. Because as many of you know, like, when you work for the mouse, you can't. Like, kids constantly were inviting, like, come to my birthday party, and you would have to, like, look at the parents and be like, I'll be there in spirit, or, you know, we would have our answers to give that the company would teach us. And it was always hard because, like, you want these kids to believe, and you want them to just keep that imagination alive. So I love hearing stories like this where they're doing it 100% right.
Yeah, just a very wholesome palate cleanser of a story to remind, remind me and everyone, this is what it's all about, of bringing people joy, joy to yourself as well. Like, I'm sure she was so happy doing this.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And it doesn't sound like she's a professional party princess.
Right.
That this is truly a hobby, was a hobby activity. Mm. And wow. Just how fun to make someone's absolute dream a reality and to watch the wonder come alive in their eyes. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I will say, though, the only thing that does sort of, like, I do agree that she probably wasn't able to see all of the other birthday parties, but that was the only moment of character integrity that I would have maybe found a different way to deal with. But again, sure. I know how to answer the questions, and I know how to, like, smooth it over for everybody. And I do agree that the party that did want her to come, sure, should get priority. But I do think it would have been appropriate to at least do, like, a wave or, like, to acknowledge that there are other children that had their birthday parties, but obviously not give them the same amount of time and attention. Because I do think that that could be, because you know the parents are going to go home and complain and then the kids are going to overhear
it.
Oh,
no.
Like, you know, like it just, unfortunately, that's kind of how it goes. Mm-hmm. So I do think an appropriate, like, oh, well, Sven has my sled ready to go, so I don't have time, or Kristoff needs help with ice, you know, ice harvesting is busy this season. Something to kind of like tell them or wave at them to give a little bit of acknowledgement so they don't feel like Elsa snubbed them. That would be my only tiny critique.
I think it sounds like this was a hobbyist.
Yeah.
And so I want to give this person the benefit of the doubt
for
because
sure.
As a hobbyist, you're not necessarily trained for those situations.
Yep, yep.
As a party princess professional, which is a whole avenue, as I'm sure you're well aware.
Yeah.
I would say as a professional, that would have been the move for sure.
Yeah.
But as a hobbyist, I can totally understand not really knowing how to go about it
right.
and being a little afraid and overwhelmed of what do I do and
angry parents.
Can I escape this situation?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Like, how awkward.
Like you can't, telling a parent no. Oh my gosh.
Scary.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, I do actually have, like, a couple other, like, short Reddit stories for you, but I think we might take it on over to Patreon.
Okay.
So if you're new here, you're new listening, we actually do have a Patreon. We are not monetized on YouTube or anywhere that you listen to the show because you have to, like, accrue a certain amount of views and a certain amount of other special things. So be sure to join us on Patreon if you're able to. Our lowest tier is literally $5, so anything helps. It helps keep the lights on. We are looking into making some top tiers. Like we have a $50 that eventually we'll mail out like stickers. We'll do some fun things for. So if you've ever considered doing it, please join. We would greatly appreciate you there. There's over 20 extended episodes where we give Q&As for our lovely guests that come and join us. And if you pay $10, you get to ask our guests questions. So it might be worth your while if there's a special guest that you have a question for that you've never got to ask them. So be sure to join us over on Patreon. It's just Delulu Canoe Pod. Check us out. Where can the audience check you out? with your consent.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Sugar Vale. Sugar, S-U-G-A-R. Vale, V-A-I-L, with an underscore on Instagram, but just Sugar Vale everywhere else. Instagram, YouTube.
You do TikTok
what,
too?
TikTok? TikTok? Yeah. A little bit of everything.
Yeah. So be sure to go check her out. Yay. Be sure to check out the Cosmo Network as well. We've got a couple new shows that have been launched on there. So be sure to go check it out. Watch and let them know in the comment section below that you found the Cosmo Network from the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Mm-hmm. All right. We will see you Patreon or patrons. We'll see you on Patreon, everybody. Bye. Stay Delulu because it's the Sululu. Yay.